Sweetie, you're home. How was my baby boy's day at school? I know, sweetie, it's a university, but school's school, right? You still go to classes, you still have to listen to your teachers, and you still can't run in the hall. Just because you're an adult doesn't make you a big boy. Oh, sweetie, don't look like that. Turn that frown upside down, Junior. It is not a bad thing. Believe me, ask any grown-up, there's something to being young and not having any responsibilities. You won't know what you're missing until it's gone. Now, if you don't mind, young man, I've got a storm to cook up, and I'm only halfway through prep and it's already dinner time. Yeah, you can hang around. I'll enjoy the company. So what's on your mind? Well, I know you wouldn't just want to hang out with your old ma when you've got those video games to play with your friends. Don't get me wrong, I get it, but I'll take any chance I can to spend some time with my boy. So, what is it? Oh. Well, yes, you are adopted. I don't know why you'd want to talk about that. It's not exactly a fun topic. No. Before I adopted you, I'd never tried to start a family the normal way around. I guess I just never found the right man. Fatherhood's a big responsibility, just like motherhood, and, well, since I started so young, you don't find many guys in their early 20s looking to start a family. Not many girls, either. I guess I'm just a real unicorn. And, well, when I decided to go for it alone, and I picked you up from the orphanage, with you being so far along, I guess it just shook any chance I'd ever have of finding a man to settle down with. Well, having a kid around the house that's only 15 years or so younger than you, that can be an intimidating thing for someone to commit to. But I couldn't turn you down, sweetie. Not for anything, and not for anyone. The moment I locked eyes on you, I knew you were my boy, and I was your mommy. Your real mommy. Do I think you'd make a good father? You're not thinking of following in my footsteps, are you? I've got to say, sweetie, while it was worth it, it's been a lot of hard work. Starting a family when I was your age was, oh, it was a good decision, but that could have turned out badly for me. And it was awkward at times. Why? Well, don't you remember? Whenever we went out together, we had to explain that we weren't a couple. I mean, hell, remember that one teacher-parent conference where your professor just thought you brought your girlfriend along? The look on his face when I told him I was your mother. Seriously, though, sweetie, what's brought this all up? I like reminiscing and all, but you kind of seem like you were driving at something. Sweetie, I know you've been, well, let's say you've been talking to girls lately, and believe me, I can hear that chair creaking in the evenings. Don't say anything. I'm not gonna make it weird. I was young too, and believe me, I know what it's like to be all hormones and no off switch, and with internet in the equation, just, wow. It's, sweetie, it's a wonder I see you at all. Oh, baby, you're so flustered. Okay, I won't bring it up again. But you were onto something. Something about starting a family. Well, I suppose if you left and if you found a girl, I'd be alone, yeah. No, I'm not looking forward to that, but I know I tend to treat you like you're still a kid. I think maybe I do that because it makes it easier to pretend to think that you won't leave me someday. I mean, being a single mom's one thing, but being a single mom who doesn't even have her kid around anymore? Yeah, I figure it goes without saying. But we're a long way off that, right? Well, I mean, I guess I could start dating again. You know, I'm not exactly prime real estate anymore. I could even try having my own baby still, but like I said, not like anyone would want to have one with me at this point. That's nice of you to say, baby, but it's a little inappropriate. I mean, I appreciate it and all that you'd have a kid with me. I get what you mean, but I'm your mother. You really shouldn't be saying things like that. Well, no, I'm not biologically your mother, but it's still not healthy. I mean, you're a handsome, smart, young bachelor. I'm sure you've got girls falling at your feet. You shouldn't be sticking around your old mom, telling her you think she's still got it. You weren't just saying it. Sweetie, what are you saying? You can't. You can't want me like that. You can't actually want to have a kid with me. I get saying that I'm still good enough to do it, that someone would want me, but whatever this is, whatever you're saying, you're taking it too far. Because it's wrong. We might not be related, but I'm still your mom, for crying out loud. I raised you. I took you to school every morning and I made your dinner every day for over 10 years. Shit, I drove you to your first date. You're my kid. It's wrong. I know I'm not that much older than you, but at this point that's got nothing to do with it. But it's... Look, sweetie, I love you more than anything, but I don't think I should love you like that. You're handsome, smart, confident, everything I could ever want in a man, but you're my son. And I shouldn't. And you shouldn't either. Well, no, it wouldn't hurt anyone, but I can't really put my finger on what's wrong about it. I'm really, really trying, but I can't. Do you really want me like that? Not just because you know I'd be a good mom, but because you actually do have a crush on me? Yeah, I guess you're old enough not to call it a crush anymore. Would you stick around after finishing college? help me around the house, playing for the place. Yeah, oh god, I'm starting to rationalize this. The more good reasons I think of, the less guilty I feel. That the more you say it, the more I can see myself wanting it, liking it, even. Sweetie, are you sure? If we do this, I don't... We can't go back to how we were. Yeah. Maybe that isn't such a bad thing. Yeah, I guess I could still call you my baby boy. And you could still call me mommy. I can't believe I'm letting you do this to me. I should be better than this. Sorry, I shouldn't have even given you the time of day. But no, it doesn't feel like it's wrong. It feels... So right. Sweetie. Yeah, your lips. The way you're sucking on my neck. Wait, where are you going? Trailing kisses down to my boobs. You know, I never thought I was wearing these low-cut tops for you, or the short skirts, but if you felt like this about me, you must be so frustrated, so pent up, watching me every day, knowing you might never be able to say something. Just how long did it take you to work up to this, baby? Sweetie, you can't just yank my top down. No, I don't wear a bra. They're not comfortable. You don't look like you're that offended. No, you've pulled up my boobs. You just look stunned. To your mommy's breasts give you ideas. My sun-kissed skin, my little brown freckles, my big soft nipples, never been used, never been touched by a good boy's mouth. Now they're pushed together between my hands. Come on, baby. Make up for lost time. This is what you wanted, isn't it? Your milfy mommy, eager for a good boy. Fuck. I'll take that as a yes. Jesus, sweetie. Oh, your mouth on my nipple. Oh, it's like, it's just so good. Come on, suck as hard as you can. Oh yeah, that's it. That's what mommy wants. Oh, that's what she wants for a good boy. shame it's a dry well. I can just imagine how much you get off of it if mommy was actually giving you warm, tasty milk. Come on, baby, switch. The other side needs attention. Sweetie, I never thought I'd look down at you and see you like this. Just mouth fucking my puppies. I can't believe how it's making me feel. It's, oh, shit. Okay, god damn it. So much for dinner. No, it's burned to hell. God, so caught up. Oh, Jesus, what am I doing? Oh, sweetie, hugging me from behind. I guess you couldn't care less right now, huh? Judging by what I feel pressed up against my ass. What do you want to do to me? No, I want to hear it from you. You were talking about kids earlier. Now you've got me pinned against the kitchen counter. I'm not going anywhere. And I want it. I want you. I don't know why, and I'll never understand why it doesn't feel wrong, but I've never, ever been this horny in my life. Up on the kitchen counter. Yes, sir. Baby, sir. Doesn't sound dorky. I'm just having fun with this whole thing. Hey, yeah, take your boxers off. Don't just pull them down, take them off. I want them. Oh, sweet fucking Christ. Your cock. Oh, it's perfect, baby. I never knew you'd gotten so big. Little on the hairy side, but hey, you're all man, aren't you? You just need a woman's touch. Now give me your underwear. You heard me. Do as mommy says. Give me your boxers. Thank you. No. Oh, it's good shit, baby. Always gets me in the mood. Guess it's the musk. I don't know why, but the way guys smell, especially when they've been nervous or if they've been working out, it just does something to my head. Yeah, sweetie, you are one of the nicest smelling guys I've ever had. Now, are you just gonna stand there, dick in hand, or are you gonna treat me like a woman? Because you're making me feel like one I haven't felt. You're making me feel like one in ways I haven't felt like since I was your age. Come on, baby. Don't hold out on me now. Oh, Jesus, baby. Fucking your mother on the kitchen counter. Yeah. Feeling your cock slamming in out of her. Is it everything you hoped for? I don't know how long you were planning on this, BB. But I wish you'd done it sooner. Oh, you're good. Oh, you're really, really good. Just keep thrusting up. Yeah, yeah. Try and hit front. Whoa. Oh, just like that. That's a good spot. I can feel the outline of your dick. It makes it so much better. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yeah. I'm still your mommy. I gotta encourage you. When you try something new, show you the ropes. Maybe. Maybe I should have done this sooner. Just so the other girls wouldn't miss out. Because they're gonna know. You're my boy. My man. Oh, mine. Isn't that right, sweetie? You're mine, right? Oh, you're making me the happiest, happiest mommy in the world. Kiss my neck again, baby, please. Oh, yeah, I need your lips on me. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, your mouth. Your mouth. The way your teeth nick my skin. The way your lips, your tongue, just suck on me. It's perfect. You're perfect, baby. I'm sorry, baby. Mommy can't help herself. You're just getting me so turned on. I can't keep my nails out of your back. Your hair. I'm never gonna be able to keep my hands off you again. Come on, baby. Keep up the pace. Maybe speed up if you can. Yeah. Hit me as deep as you can. Really get into mommy's pussy. Press up against her baby maker. Press up against her baby maker. I'm really close. You've almost got mommy on the edge. Just keep pushing. Keep thrusting. Keep slapping your hips into mine. I'm all yours, baby. I'm yeah. Oh, I'm coming. Bye. Sweetie. You're still going? You're still going. You're close. I can tell. Are you gonna come inside of me? Oh, are you gonna put a baby in your mommy? Oh, sweetie. I've not been on the pill in a long time. You weren't in a hurry to put a condom on, so... Are you gonna come inside me? It's okay if you're not ready yet. It doesn't have to be today. We've got a lot of time to ourselves first. That's my boy. I didn't raise a quitter. Come on, baby. fuck baby into your mommy. Make me a real mommy. Knock me up with my son's load. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I want you to be the daddy. Oh, I was always looking for. Oh, I want your kids. Oh, I want your love. I want your cum. Oh, I want it now. Now. Yeah, 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 that's it, baby. Oh, come in me. Come in your mommy. Come in your mommy now. Fill me with your sperm. Oh, that's it. Oh, baby. Oh, you did it. Good boy. Oh, let it. Oh. Out. I'll give mommy everything you've got. Oh, oh. Shh, you're right. You're right. You just let those thrusts slow down. Oh, let your hips stop moving. Oh, there you go. Oh. I thought you were seeing white for a minute there. Oh. Baby, I'm so proud of you. I've not been fucked better than that ever by any man. Oh, you're a star. Oh, my darling boy. Oh, slowly, baby. Let me savor every moment. Oh, let me just keep it tight around you. And I'll try to keep it in. Oh, don't want to make a mess. One tasty cream pie right there, baby. If I do say so myself. Can you get my panties? Just so I don't dribble everywhere. Sweetie, kissing mommy's legs on the way up. You're such a charmer. Holy shit. We did it. You know, I know we got really into the talk of it, but it's a pretty safe day for me. So chances are I'm not pregnant. Even with that nice big load you gave me. That said, we should probably play it safe. Just horse around like a normal couple for a bit. But let's say we don't. Let's say we want a baby as soon as possible. If we did, well, just have to try again and again and again until we get what we want. And if we don't want one right away, well, that's not gonna stop us either. So with that said, would you like to sleep in mommy's bed tonight? I figured you'd say that. Can't wait. I tell you, it's gonna be nice to have a man to sleep with for the first time in, God, I don't even know how long. You can't just, blushing, just thinking about cuddling up with you. I'd ask where you've been all my life, but right under my nose would be the answer. Now, let me see about your dinner. You're still a grown boy, after all. Sweetie, there's a whole science to that. You'll get another inch or two in you or so before you hit 30. And besides, if we're going to keep you in top stud condition, you're going to need fiber, you're going to need iron, you're going to need vitamins out of the wazoo. I'm still your mom, so I've got responsibilities or that sort of thing. Now run along and go play those video games with your friends. Yes? Really? Like nothing happened? Just because we're screwing doesn't mean you have to drop your social life. And a bit of incest shouldn't keep a man away from his pals. I am making light of the whole thing. Figured we crossed the line, I might as well make fun of it. And I can see you being flustered, getting all hard again where it counts. I can tell you like that dirty talk, that taboo stuff. I've been on the internet lately, I know what people are like. So, Mr. Incest Pants, go and get your nasty, dirty self upstairs, and I'll get better at this with a bit of practice. And then seriously, run along. I'll have something ready for you in an hour or so. We'll make it a family thing. I'll join you at the table, or maybe under it. In any case, sweetie, just know how happy this made me. I didn't think it would. I thought it'd feel wrong the minute you put the idea in my head. But it didn't. I've never felt more loved, more whole than I do right now. So just know that I love you more than anything, more than anyone, and more than I ever have before. And know that I always will.